Troy Anthony Davis. He is scheduled to be executed tomorrow night in Georgia. Davis was convicted of killing a Savannah police officer in 1989. The case was based solely on eyewitness evidence. Now, many of those witnesses have recanted, but no court has heard their new testimony. And NPR's Kathy Law reports that is only one of the things that has made this case so controversial.
In this death penalty case, serious questions linger. Defense attorneys say at the time of the high-profile crime, witnesses were afraid. They say police coerced them into blaming Troy Davis, who is African-American, for the murder of an off-duty Savannah police officer, Mark McPhail, who was white. Since then, the majority of the witnesses recanted, and some even point to another suspect. Jason Ewart is one of Davis's attorneys.
Without a hearing, without the power of subpoena to get everybody that we need to get into a court to look at the evidence that supports these witnesses' recantations, that just never happened. And I think that leaves this case quite unresolved.
Davis received a temporary stay of execution from the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles in 2007, but a divided state Supreme Court refused to grant a new trial. The same parole board denied clemency earlier this month.
And no one, to this day, has looked at whether or not the evidence points to his innocence or guilt.
Jared Foyer is the Southern Regional Director of Amnesty International. He says the fact that seven witnesses recanted, combined with the absence of physical evidence or a murder weapon, raised too much doubt about whether the state is executing an innocent man.
And that's why, for us, Troy Anthony Davis's case symbolizes all that is wrong with the death penalty. You have questions of improper witness handling. You have procedural obstacles that get in the way of pursuing the truth. You have issues of race. And then ultimately, you have a system that cannot go back and correct its mistakes.
No justice,
no peace.
Innocent
matter.
Justice matter.
A diverse crowd of several hundred recently marched from downtown Atlanta to the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, the place where Dr. Martin Luther King preached. Now, Reverend Raphael Warnock pleaded for Troy Davis's life.
We ask that the Board of Parole and Pardons not commit this tragic act of state murder in our name.
Civil and human rights activists have amassed more than 200,000 signatures on a petition asking for a new hearing for Davis. Some 28,000 letters have been written on his behalf, and a broad range of people have spoken out against the execution, from Pope Benedict, Congressman John Lewis, and President Jimmy Carter, to former FBI Director William Sessions and former federal prosecutor Bob Barr. The Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles would not comment, saying only that it stands by its decision. An assistant district attorney in the county where Troy Davis was convicted also declined to be interviewed, saying the courts have reviewed the case, that it's time for the sentence to be carried out. But Davis's sister, Martina Correa, says she'll continue to bring attention to the case, no matter what happens on Tuesday.
This is bigger than Troy Anthony Davis. This is about a system of injustice that we have to expose.
Davis's attorneys have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene. So far, seven Georgia inmates have been exonerated through DNA evidence and 220 nationally, but there is no DNA in this case. Troy Davis is scheduled to die by lethal injection tomorrow night. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Thank you.